Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Hypno Cafe Spicy Selection. This is a bit of an experiment, or rather, you are participating in an experiment. You will get a number of drinks, and you will not know exactly which drinks you will get, or what will be in them. It is a surprise. Any allergies you have been accounted for, and everything should be perfectly safe for you to drink. Do keep in mind, though, that some of these drinks might have particular effects on the body. The patrons to this Hypno Cafe have given feedback that some of the beverages are particularly potent. I'm kind of curious which ones you find most powerful, and which ones will just slide through you almost unnoticed. That being said, let's not keep you waiting too long. Just imagine yourself sitting at a table. It's up to you if you want that to be alone in a corner and the drinks are brought to you on a tray every time, or if you're sitting on a big table with everyone together, everyone trying the same drink at the same time, looking at others, noticing their blush or their reactions. You can choose where you want to sit. The booths are perfectly private and nobody will see you. But at the table, be aware that your squirming will be noticed. Regardless of where you sit, before we begin, between some rounds, you'll be given a palate cleanser. It's a simple drink, just some flavored water, if you will, but it helps cooling down and waking up. I think we're all ready. Do you think you're ready? All right. Let's bring the first drink. The very first one is really simple. It looks like a mostly transparent yellowish liquid. When you smell it, there's a pleasant lemony scent. Closing your eyes, you take a sip and it has a very soft taste. Smooth, gentle. And as soon as the liquid slowly flows through you, you can feel a wave of relaxation passing through your body. It's almost like this drink serves to activate you, to prepare you for all the things that are about to follow. There's not a lot of liquid in this cup, but the small sips you take rapidly follow one another with more waves of calm. And before you know it, the cup is empty. And so are you. Your thoughts nice and floaty for a little while, and almost unaware of the tiny glass put in front of you with the palate cleanser. There's a hint of ice in it, but mostly water, and it's pleasantly cool to drink. It easily wakes you back up and makes you alert again. I wonder if you're surprised by how much you already fell for the first drink. The next one doesn't take long to arrive. It is in a slightly fancier glass, so you can see the golden color of it. It has a very unusual smell. A little thicker than water, it's caramel-like, maybe even creamy. As soon as you taste it, the sweet flavor of wonderful warm caramel just flows through your body. Even though it sticks a little to your tongue, throat, it just seems to warm you from the inside out. And with every sip you take, that warmth seems to go deeper inside of you. Your chest feeling sensitive and tingly with the warmth from the inside. And down below, the same heat is slowly spreading. The soft, sweet caramel flows so easily through you. Every sip seems to ask for another. And before you know it, it's all gone. As well as your thoughts being so focused on the sensations, they're just melting away in the heat, the warmth, the glow. Waves after waves. The short, sharp sound of glass being placed in front of you with the palate cleanser almost wakes you up by itself. And the very cold, cool water seems to wake you up a little more than you like, so easily, but it does help. Oh, the next one is already arriving. This one is in a wide bowl. Something strange about it. It seems to still be moving, as if someone stirred it just before they gave it to you. There's a very soft shade of color inside, and it makes a spirally, beautifully turning, twisting image before you. It smells kind of dizzying, drifty. And when you drink it, there's a dryness to it that you can't quite place. And as soon as you swallow it, oh, your mind is just almost instantly losing itself to the swirling sensation, the dizzying turning. It just seems to somehow pull you deeper. The more you drink of it, the deeper you look into the glass, the further you are pulled into this state. And the swirling doesn't stop in your head. It's like your whole body is submerged in a sensation of swirling stimulation all over, just turning around and around your body and teasing it with wonderful sensations. The cold water is placed in front of you again. Part of you is wondering if it's worth drinking it. You feel so nice and floaty and drifty, but all right. There's only a little bit of liquid in there. It wakes you up about halfway with just a little cold shock, not enough to fully wake you, but enough to make you aware of what you are feeling. The next drink, ooh, that looks nice. It's a soft, transparent reddish drink, maybe almost pink, and there's some balls in it, some pops. The straw you get with it is quite wide, so you can drink both the liquids and the little popping balls in it. The liquid itself is fruity and fresh, really nice. It's like they haven't added any sugar at all, it's just fruit juice. But the balls, they pop as soon as you press your tongue against them, and oh, the sensation is amazing. It's like a rush of heat going through your body. Every pop bursting in your mouth or your stomach is a little shock of pleasure, a little wave of heat. And it builds up. Every little pop builds on the last, and every little pop pops away your mind and gives you pleasure. Before you know it, you drank all of it. The palate cleanser is placed before you. There's almost nothing left. The server says something that they're running out, but you don't really care, do you? The next one is awesome. They must have been using dry ice because there's this fog just floating over the edge of the glass. And there's bubbles inside that seem to rise to the top only to fall over the edge and drift down the table. It's very cold and kind of spicy. There's a strangeness to this taste that you can't quite place. It's not exactly sweet, but not sour either. And the more you think about it, the more foggy your mind becomes. The more you're trying to analyze the flavor, the less remains of your thoughts. It's so difficult to place it. It's not one thing, it's not the other. And you just become this fuzzy, foggy, blissful blank. A drop of the palate cleanser is placed on your lips somehow. You don't remember raising your arms, but you must have. It wakes you up a little, allowing you to notice the flaming drink before you. Actual fire seems to emanate from the glass, a deep red liquid with swirls of yellow, inviting you to taste. The flame isn't hot enough to burn you, but it does feel pleasantly warm. And as soon as you take a sip, that same heat goes all the way down inside of you. It seems to flow effortlessly through your body, down into the very center of your being. That same flame, the heat, is now slowly lighting the desire, the craving, the need down there. Are you sitting still? Squirming? Are you aware of your own movements as the heat seems to go down further and further? There is no palate cleanser this time, but the next drink is more cool. It seems like a bubbly, transparent liquid. It's hard to say what it is, but it has a sort of lemony sweet flavor, maybe apple instead. It tingles on the tongue, it sort of tickles the throat, it tantalizes and tingles inside, and it's like you're being stimulated all the way down. The heat that was there before is being answered by little tingles, little tantalizing temptations of stimulation, and it keeps teasing you, it keeps tempting you, it keeps filling you, and this glass is so nice and tall, you can drink from this for quite a while. Every sip, every gulp, every drink you take, it pulls you down deeper as the tingling just travels through your body. It's like even your fingers, your arms, your legs, everything is tingling on the inside. And it feels so good, so sweet. It's stimulating you in all the right places. Until the drink is done. It's almost a shame. You could have easily taken more of this one. But the next one, something else must arrive after this. A really tall cocktail glass with a twisty, curly straw that is even more bent than your desires in your mind right now. The colors inside are like a rainbow, and you kind of know that you're expected to let the straw sit deep and drink it layer by layer. There are 7 layers, the 7 colors of the rainbow, and every color has a different taste. It starts out warm again, heating you up, giving you such sweet, deep sensations. And then it becomes sour and frustrating, but also still enticing because you want more. And sweet again, more fruity this time, dancing around and denying you what you want. Oh yes, it gets even better. The flavors become harder and harder to define as you keep softly sucking on the straw, drinking and surrendering yourself to the sensations, each one pulling you a little deeper, giving you more pleasure, giving you almost like a build-up. 5, getting closer and closer. 4, just a few layers left. 3, every color a new experience pulling you in. speeding up or slowing down. One, until you have the last little drops. You hear the sound of the glass being placed in front of you, a sharp tick, as you get one more shot of the palate cleanser. Part of you wonders what it should decide. Take or leave. Regardless, there is no expectation. However, those drinks will affect you for a few more minutes as your body slowly parses. Slowly waking, 3, 4 more aware, 5, 6 almost there, 7, 8 almost awake, and 9, 10 wake. And welcome back to the cafe. I hope you enjoyed this little experiment. I know I did. And thank you for trying out these drinks.